Hello, this is DJ Dot Dot Dash from Arc Overnight. In the middle of November, They Might Be Giants played a three-night residency at the Orange Peel in downtown Asheville, North Carolina. For the uninitiated, They Might Be Giants is fronted by songwriters John Flansburgh and John Linnell, often referred to as the Johns. They are almost always joined by at least two or three Dans and their longtime drummer, Marty Beller. You may know of them from their 90s hits, Istanbul, Not Constantinople, Particle Man, and Birdhouse in Your Soul. Or you may not know them at all. But here's what you should know. They Might Be Giants are prolific songwriters. Very inventive, very catchy, often funny, always interesting. John Flansburgh was nice enough to take some time to talk with me over a video call before their three-night stint at the Orange Peel. I'll take you now to some excerpts from that interview, intermixed with a few songs from They Might Be Giants on WNCW.
I guess like about a year ago, we started doing, a year ago, we started doing multi-night stands, and we will perform, we have like four different albums under our belts that we do. It's an evening with show, so we play two sets. It's like we're opening for ourselves. And in that first set, we will do like an album spotlight, kind of, I mean, it radically changes things up from night to night. Like tonight, you know, the first set will be entirely different than the set the night after. It's great for us because it really avoids the repetition of, it gives you that like first show feeling, which is, you know, often the best part of a tour is like kind of pulling things together and presenting a bunch of songs. And I think this is, you know, a way to avoid kind of the greatest hits blues that so many legacy bands have to face. There's so many bad choices that are available to, you know, bands that have been around for too long, and there's so few good ones. I feel like we actually kind of like crack the code a little bit by doing this. And, you know, there's an added benefit, like if you're a crazy front row person, it's like a gift from heaven to hear us do, you know, songs that we might not have played for 15 years or something like that. Like a lot of it's very, you know, deep catalog stuff, but, you know, a lot of our fans are kind of deep catalog fans.
And here's a deep cut off of their 1994 album, John Henry. This song is called Out of Jail, and it features John Flansburgh on guitar and lead vocals, and John Linnell on keyboards.
Yeah.
The four albums that we're doing John Henry, Apollo 18, Flood, and Mink Car.
Ooh, yeah, Mink Car. There's a lot of deep cuts on that one.
The whole thing is kind of a deep cut. I mean,
Yeah.
the story behind Mink Car is very strange. We made that album right before 9/11. It was
It
actually
came out
released.
on 9/11, right?
Yeah, very famously or notoriously, it was released on 9/11. I mean, everybody had a bad 9/11. It's sort of like complaining about, my COVID was so bad. Like, everybody had a bad time. But it was really heightened for us because we had really been working on Mink Car, in sort of a calculated way to be like a comeback record. Like, they're not like a lot of scenarios where, you're thinking like, oh, we will reattain our place on commercial alternative radio, but that was actually the moment that we could do that. Like, we had a 10-year run on Elektra, which was pretty glorious, and Elektra had completely morphed into a different label by the time we left. And so coming out with Mink Car, we were like, okay, we're this new company, the familiar people that we really enjoy working with. We're gonna try to figure out how to sort of, do something that's really viable for. And this is a very different era in the music business, like, and the radio was kind of everything. So we were kind of thinking about that. And so we like, we plotted and planned. We worked with Clive Langer and Alan Winstanley, who produced Birdhouse in Your Soul, and they did like the Morrissey records, and they were kind of like the geniuses behind Madness and the Dexys Midnight Run. In some ways, they kind of invented the unplugged sound, modern unplugged sound, like Come On Eileen, as sort of like, you think about the history of pop music, like Come On Eileen is really the beginning of like a pop, this acoustic-based pop song. And those guys were geniuses. So we were happy to work with them again. And we did a bunch of tracks with them. And we worked with Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne, producing songs. So we were like very excited about this record. And then, we've got the tour booked, and the album's coming out. We're doing previews, we're going on The Daily Show, and doing all the stuff that you do to roll out a record. And then all of a sudden, it's like everything's changed. The entire world's changed, and it's like, that's never happened before. And then, 10 days later, the record company's completely out of business. And there was a good interval of time where you certainly couldn't buy the record in a record store, and you couldn't hear it on iTunes because everything that the record company was involved in was in sort of a rights knot. Like, they were going through like active bankruptcy. So, in spite of like all our efforts, there was nothing that could be done to just get this record into the world. So it was a very weird experience to be, to have this project that just was sort of disappeared. So it became, kind of a lost album. And maybe it's interesting because, in a way, I personally do have to say, I look at that record as a very commercial effort on our part. Like, our intentions were like, let's figure out how to have some bangers, for the and yet it has become, in a way, a very sentimental favorite that has this sort of interesting glow around it, much more having to do with how it was received than how it was created.
And here's a track from 2001's Mink Car by They Might Be Giants. On Restless Records, this track is one of John Flansburgh's that he wrote and sings lead vocals on. It's called Cyclops Rock on WNCW.
Chucky. his arm keeps me company. I'm afraid with my tombstone smile. All the children run away from me. Gotta find new friends to hang with. After effect left me paralyzed. I just stare with my one glass eye, hoping you won't be back again. There's a whole new generation waiting to be wrecked by you.
That's Mink Carr. That was 2001. What about 2025 or 26? You guys have recorded a new album, right?
Yeah, we've got a new album in the can. It actually has a title. We've worked on it sort of, we thought it was finished, and then we worked on it a little more, and then we thought it was finished, and we worked on it a little more. Yeah, we're trying to sort of perfect it a little bit. There might even be like a really radical change right at the last minute that's so out of left field. I think it's a good idea. Our manager thinks it's a good idea. I think our producer and maybe John Linnell thinks it's a crazy idea. But I think it's more just because we're playing fast and loose with the possibilities. But it's a really solid record, and I'm very proud of it. And there's just a ton of good songs, so I think it'll be well received. And it's also, you know, it's got some pretty left field stuff on it as well. So I think that's, you know, one thing that's nice about the time we live in is, like, I don't know if you're aware of the phenomenon of Stuff Is Way, which is a song we put out on a record called Nanobots. Mm-hmm. And it got embraced on by viewers of TikTok last year. Okay. And it is currently like our second most successful song of all time on Spotify, which is really remarkable considering it is a very messed up song with, like, you know, the strangest of intentions. I mean, it's very entertaining, and I'm delighted to see it where it is, how it's been received in the world.
And here is the track from 2013, They Might Be Giants. The album is Nanobots. The track, which has become very popular on TikTok, is called Stuff Is Way.
Did you just what is what you yes? Did you whatever you I guess? The stalking horse was hides the guy, and which the pony is a phony was a lie. You say stuff is way. Way to go, go away. Who had you was, I yes you would. It was catastrophe feeling good. As it's the drag that has you are, is in the bag that you drag behind your car. Did you just what is what you yes? Did you what? The guy and which the pony is a phony was a lie. was catastrophe feeling good. As it the drag that has you are is in the bag that you drag behind your car.
So these shows that you guys are doing in the next 10 days, is this a big band thing? You guys have a horn section with you?
Yeah, we're going out. Yep, we've got an 8-piece band. Mark Pender from the Conan Show is playing trumpet with us. And we've got Dan Levine on trombone and Stan Harrison on saxophone. And the regular 5-piece They Might Be Giants group. But it's, you know, the musicality of having a horn section is really a huge boost for us. Like, we've always had horn songs on albums, but to be able to really reproduce all that repertoire on stage that way, and then also just do, you know, it introduces all, you know, all these improvisational possibilities. It introduces all these kind of alternate arrangements. You know, there's songs in the show where it's just us singing with the horns. You know, it's like there's no band playing at all. So it's just a whole other way of doing things. I feel like a lot of times when bands take on horn sections, they just see it as like, you know, oh, it'll be like frosting on the cake. Like, it's just this overlay, where I feel like, you know, because, I mean, John comes from like a, you know, John actually did some music school stuff, but also I think, you know, we just have an appreciation for, you know, arrangement and the horns really allow, they're just a great like trampoline for us to jump on.
And here is a live recording off of the recently released album Beast of Horns by They Might Be Giants that came out last year. Here's John Flansburg giving an introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very special treat for ourselves. We're going to do a song that we love to perform. It's super tricky. It spotlights the horns at their most magnificent. This chart was put together by Mr. Stan Harrison. It's off the album Nanobots, and the song is called The Darlings of Lumberland.
Darlings of love, the land, pull you off the bank and darlings of love and land. Their voices are the echoes, mausoleums turn to sand. Empty hollow sockets freeze the soldiers where they stand.
You're into the Geese? You're into the Cameron Winter?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't heard a ton, but yeah.
I loved his album. Was super good. I actually didn't know much about, the only thing I knew about Geese was that there was also a band called Goose, Goose is like a little bit more, they're like a fish kind of jam band. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing, but they're total contemporaries. Like they're the same age. They're, you know, one Goose is from Connecticut and Geese are from Brooklyn.
Right.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
Tell me that isn't a tour, you know?
Right.
I just was sent a screen grab of an interview that Cameron Winter was having with some online hipster music magazine, where they were saying like, what was your first show? And he was like, I saw They Might Be Giants in Prospect Park, which was like a show. I mean, we play Prospect Park on a pretty regular basis, but we played, he came to a kid's show when he was a kid. And I was just like, holy smokes. Like we are the Monkees. You know, we're Burl Ives to people. And he was like, and I really liked it. And I still really like them. And I was like, oh, this is like the sweetest thing. You know, this is like the greatest news I've ever heard. And, you know, and like just years ago when our documentary was getting made, the director interviewed the guys from Blink 182 and their first show, the two front guys from Blink 182, their first show was seeing, like with fake IDs, they came to a show at the 930 Club and saw They Might Be Giants. And it's like, you know, this is insane. Like, you know, we are our relationship. I have a very dysphoric relationship to, I tend to think that we are a band that does not really exist. like the rest of the world is all real.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, there's this thing that I'm doing and John and I are doing together. That's like, sort of like an idea. It's just a thought that we're thinking like, what if this was in the world? You know, because it's just, I mean, because most of our time working on this project, it's like, that's kind of all it is. It's just like, it's an abstract notion. It's not like, oh, this is, you know, we are a fact. And, you know, we live pretty quiet lives. We're not that successful. So it's just like, it's very easy to just float through the world as a civilian. And then to find out, like, you know, that things have directly affected other people is so weird. We dragged him into our crazy world,
right,
at such a tender age.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to have been formative. I'm taking credit for this new Geese album.
I think you should. I think you should.
Thank you for having me on the air.
Yes, thank you for being here. You still got some, there's still some availability on the show on Monday in Asheville, I believe.
There are less than 100 tickets left for the third show in Asheville. The other two are completely sold out. And we have, it's sort of a similar situation in Nashville that we're doing two shows there and there's like 100 tickets left for that or less.
All right. And you guys are opening for yourselves on these shows.
Yes. Yes. So and you don't have to, first half of the show, you can just fold your arms and you don't have to applaud. You can just shake your head in disapproval. Like, treat us like any other opening act.
This is WNCW. You were just listening to excerpts from an interview I did with John Flansburg from They Might Be Giants. They just wrapped up a short tour in the area, but they always stay busy, so I would expect a new album and another tour in the coming year, if the past is any indication of what the future brings. Thanks for listening. I am your host, DJ Dot Dot Dash. You can catch me on ARC Overnight on Friday mornings, midnight to 4 a.m. Thanks so much for listening to WNCW.